Divorce and separation, rising rents and the financial crisis are all combining to put older women at a higher risk of homelessness. That's according to the findings of a new study from a group called Homelessness New South Wales. The study's called It Could Be You, Female, Single, Older and Homeless. The study found that single women over 45 are facing poverty, many of them, instead of enjoying financial security, and that many are even ending up on the streets or in crisis accommodation. Ali Benton reports.
Every night, 105,000 Australians go without safe, secure and affordable housing. And for the first time in New South Wales, older women seeking a bed in government-funded homeless shelters are outnumbering men. Many of these women don't fit the profile of the 50-plus homeless person traditionally accommodated in support services. Ludo McFerrin is the author of It Could Be You, Female, Single, Older and Homeless, a new study from Homelessness New South Wales.
For most of these women, it was their first experience of being homeless, and they didn't have any of those factors like a long history of substance abuse or a long history of mental illness. They were women who had worked hard all their lives, often worked in low-income work. They brought up the kids, done the right thing. A third of them had been in home ownership, but after separation had been bought out and had never been able to afford to get back into the home ownership market. And then what was the common factor was that they lost their job, either because of a health crisis or because of age discrimination. And once they were under that job, they were in deep trouble.
Lindley is a 62-year-old IT professional who is now living in an all-female supported accommodation service. She lost her job and couldn't keep up with her mortgage repayments.
After I got divorced, I did everything. I haven't had a haircut in 20 years, all that sort of thing, just to maintain a home. But with the financial crisis, interest rates went up and I was working in a lesser position that didn't pay good money. And I struggled through, but when the interest rates went up and up and up, I got behind. And then it just got just unbelievably hard. But the bank really wanted their money quickly. They weren't prepared to wait. And so I lost my home.
Lindley spent the next 20 months living with friends. She never imagined she'd be struggling to keep a roof over her head.
Goodness gracious, every single lady under this roof here said, and we feel the same way the first night here, how could this be me? We never envisaged that we'd be in this position. Nobody plans to be in that position. You can't believe you can have a roof over your head one night and absolutely nowhere the next night.
Ludo McFerrin says that older women are often the invisible homeless. They've resorted to sleeping in cars or in isolated areas of parks where they can't be seen.
They've slept in the backyards of friends without the friends knowing. They've also stayed in boarding houses, but boarding houses are really unsafe places for women. One woman that we interviewed was raped in a boarding house. They prefer to stay in backpackers, because at least in backpackers there's no more women. So they may be moving into shared houses, so you're getting women in their 50s, 60s, moving into shared houses as if they were back in their 20s. But once again, not safe and not safe tenure.
One of the other major factors for older women becoming homeless is ill health. Trish Bramble is the senior manager of Matthew Talbot's statewide homeless services in New South Wales. She's seen older women become ill and lose everything 3 times in the last year.
We've had probably 3 women in their late 40s, middle 50s, develop breast cancer and then had to have a mastectomy, chemotherapy. Of course, you can't work. Sickness benefits is, $600 a fortnight. When you're paying $350 rent, it doesn't last too long.
In addition to ill health, women over 50 are more likely to have less savings than men, which makes paying the rent on time and in full very hard. Ludo McFerrin again.
What we know now too is that women get paid for half the working years of men. When everybody's incomes peak, usually in those years, the mid-40s to the mid-50s, women's incomes peak at half the level of men's. Consequently, as women approach retirement, they're going to have half the savings, if they're lucky, of men. So the simple answer to that is that women are aging much, much poorer than men. And as long as that keeps happening, as long as they're single, as I said, and fit this demographic, then they're going to be at real housing risk, and that's what we're finding.
One of the solutions outlined in the report from Homelessness New South Wales is the creation of a secondary dwelling program. 23% of three-bedroom houses in Australia have only one person living in them. Those houses could be divided into two separate living quarters. Trish Bramble likes the idea, but says the government can't afford to wait. With an ageing population, they have to act now.
What we need to do is plan ahead now. Now's the time, not in 5 or 10 years' time, we're going to have a quite an